Welcome to the next episode of our podcast, Indiana is Ag Plus Bio Plus Science. It's presented by Agrinovus Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. I'm Gary Dick, the host of Inside Indiana Business, also the host of this weekly podcast where we have in-depth conversations with leaders, innovators, and entrepreneurs in Indiana's ag bioscience sector. It's the sector where food, agriculture, science, and technology all converge. This week, excited to sit down with Agrinovus Indiana's Director of Communications and Engagement, also, importantly, the co-producer of this podcast, Libby Fritz. And Libby, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I've got
fun being on this
you're
side.
You're on the other side of the microphone now, so a little different role. But you are indeed that supreme multitasker, do so many things at Agrinovus Indiana. Before we get into that, though, give us a little of your background and the path that brought you to Agrinovus.
Sure. So I'm from Northwest Indiana. Born in the lovely town of Winnemac. Grew up on a corn, soybean, and popcorn farm. I jokingly say that my dad's a farmer and my mom's a journalist. So I went to Purdue University to study agricultural communications.
Very good. Yeah, perfect combination.
Creativity is out there, guys. That being said, we've had a few ag communication people on the podcast, Samantha Bach, Claire Bainey. So happy to be part of the crew that is on here representing that great major. Mm-hmm. I moved to Indianapolis after that. I've had a few roles here in the Indianapolis area. I started with the State Department of Agriculture under then Director Joe Kelsey. Can't say I thought I would be in government or politics, but it was a fantastic first role. It helped me hone my skills on how to tell the story to legislators, to share the farmer, overall farmer story, whether that is, you know, your grain or livestock or even your garden or agrotourism. From there, I went to the state fairgrounds, the Indiana State Fairgrounds and Event Center, hone the skills to then tell that story to urban audiences, which is a completely different task.
Right. Yeah. But an important task, especially these days as you talk about talent and wanting to get that ag story out to urban audiences.
Yes. It was a good challenge. I hope it succeeds. I hope everyone loves the state fairgrounds. It's open all year round. From there, I moved over to Agrinovus. So I've been well into 3 years with Agrinovus, and it's been an absolute joy.
Yeah. Well, as you were growing up on a farm, is agriculture a career that you kind of always envisioned you would be involved with?
Yes. So I will say I am one of those people that I always knew I wanted to tell the story to outside audiences. I love the Indiana agriculture community, but I always saw that opportunity to say what we were doing to others. Mm-hmm. And so it's always been my career goal. I've somehow managed to always find my role in there somehow. Mm-hmm.
Telling that story of agriculture, I think, is supremely important, certainly to the future of the sector here in Indiana. Talk about your role at Agrinovus Indiana and the role that Agrinovus plays in, again, telling that story of the ag biosciences.
Yeah, so my role at Agrinovus is, I kind of say it in three big buckets. I lead all internal and external communication and public education and awareness campaigns. I create and develop all of our events, and then I make sure all of our stakeholders are engaged and informed and know the paths of how to be actively involved in all of the Agrinovus activities. Obviously, communication as my background, love the storytelling part of it. I really enjoy this job because we're talking to those other industries. We're getting into their mediums a little bit, like how do they take in information? Where do they enjoy it? And then you get to do a little bit of the unexpected. So you get to have laptop stickers everywhere, or you get to be at the airport and do some big designs there. So it's always been good challenge to have.
Yeah, your role at Agrinovus has grown. How about what have you seen in terms of stakeholder engagement and individuals, companies, organizations actively getting involved in the process?
Yeah, so I will say from the get-go, we've always had such fantastic stakeholders. Our board of directors has always been so engaged, and they're there to guide us, and they're there to make sure that we're behind them, or they're behind us, I guess, as the team. But growth has been huge. It's been such a crazy ride to be part of, and a fast ride. And that is actually to huge credit to our CEO, Beth. She is a visionary. She helps push that team to new exceptional heights. If she was here, she'd be rolling her eyes at me right now for saying all of that. But still so true. But to go back to where we all started, when I started this job, we were still saying, what is Agrinovis? Mm-hmm. Who are we? What are we doing? These are our stakeholders. Have you heard of these companies? These innovative companies are here, and they're not just in the city. They're in rural pockets. They're all over the state. And then you've moved that into more of a public education platform of, now listen to these companies, see what they're doing. This isn't what you think it is. Come and learn more. Find your way to get into this industry, because mm-hmm. we're here. We're ready. We want you to be part of it.
Yeah, do you sense in telling that story, the Agrinovis story, the story of the ag biosciences, do you think it's making a difference? Do you think it's having an impact?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I think so. But of course I would say that. But to that point, it's always interesting to measure a public education. Like, what are your metrics? Even this, we have absolutely adored doing this podcast with you guys, and it's been mm-hmm. such a huge partnership for us. But it's also so amazing to go out and be like, oh, I heard your podcast, or mm-hmm. that guest was so exceptional, mm-hmm. or I didn't know that. And so you get measurements through that. You are out in the public and people are coming to you. I also think it's a little bit of pick your channel and know it. Mm-hmm. So, public education and awareness, that's a huge campaign. How do you go about doing that? Mm-hmm. But it's through social media. We have Bridget O'Reilly on our team, who is our social media guru. She's more beyond that. She mm-hmm. does more than that. But it's her telling that story and engaging an audience through that story. It's making sure we have lists, or we're in unexpected areas. You know, we have two displays at the Indianapolis airport. And that's just because there's a lot of people that go through that. And if I can get them to start seeing this ag plus bio plus science, what is that word? That's kind of, how do you say that? What are those plus signs? What does that all mean? And then it's getting that brain to start thinking about it, even subconsciously, how to reach out. And that's what Agrinovis is here to do. Like, come here. We'll happy to introduce you to anyone you want to meet.
Yeah. You know, innovators talk about that aha moment, when it all clicked. And as I look in doing this podcast and the number of interviews we've done, it is amazing to me the talent and the innovation and the entrepreneurial spirit and the cool things that are going on in the ag space, the ag bioscience space already. And it is gaining momentum. Is that kind of the surprise in all of this? And people are beginning to jump on board and say, wow, I had no idea this was going on. How can I get involved? Yeah. How can I make a difference?
I think that's happened through a few things. Absolutely. It's true. It's what makes this podcast so great is that you're actually hearing the voices. You're hearing the people in this sector. They're telling this story, and they have the same mm-hmm. excitement and passion in their voice that I have right now, and you just get a little addicted to them, mm-hmm. hopefully.
Right.
But that being said, a couple years ago, we started the Time to Tell campaign, mm-hmm. and the whole purpose of the Time to Tell campaign was to really say, hey, this isn't the sector and the industry that you think it is. We're doing more here. It's not, you've got a misperception about us. Take that off. What is it? You're two generations removed from the farm nowadays. Mm-hmm. So it's not what you're thinking when you hear these family stories. It's technology enabled. It's robotics. It's scientific. It's research. It's autonomous vehicles. It's sensors. It's all of these exciting things. It's mm-hmm. the kid that wants to go and be a coder. You can still be a coder, but you can still work in this industry. So it's getting that story out there, and it's sharing those elements that I think is what's making this movement start. It's mm-hmm. We've coined the term join the movement. Like, it's getting that rolling, and it's this drip, drip, drip of I'm going to keep putting this information in front of you, and I hope that it's going to spark something in you that you're going to want to come see what it's all about.
As we wrap up, you are also responsible for big events and a lot of signature events from the Ag Plus Bio Plus Science Startup Showcase, a Quadrant, the Ag Biosciences Innovation Summit. How important are those events, and can we expect to continue to see events? I know Forbes had a big ag event.
Yeah.
First time, I think, outside of California in Indiana, and there'll be more of that. But how important are those events?
So important. And they're not done, you know, just by one person. This is a huge team effort for all of us. The Agrinovus team might be small but mighty, but put us in a room together and we can dream really big and then execute on those ideas. These signature events that we've started are so unique because I think we're bringing an audience together that's not being seen elsewhere. We got to make sure our conversations are fresh, of course, and the connections are made, and we do a concerted effort of introducing people that, you know, they haven't met yet before, but then they do, and it works. But we do have so many great events. We've got our community convening of Quadrant. You know, you've heard on this podcast several times before the Ag Plus Bio Plus Science Startup Showcase, which is easily our signature event in the spring, and then our Ag Bioscience Innovation Summit coming up on November 20th of this year. So hope to see everyone there.
We will be there for sure. Libby, it's been a real pleasure to have you, on the other side of the microphone.
Fun to be here.
On this podcast. And you certainly do a great job as Director of Communications and Engagement at Agrinovus Indiana. So thanks for being here. Thank you as well for joining us on the Ag Plus Bio Plus Science podcast. It's a weekly production partnership between Agrinovus Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. And as Libby mentioned a moment ago, make sure to pencil in November 20 on your calendars for the Agrinovus 2019 Ag Bioscience Innovation Summit in Indianapolis at the Marriott downtown. More information can be found, too, at agrinovusindiana.com/summit. Thanks for joining us this week. I'm Gary Dick. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick, produced by Libby Fritz and Joe Ullery, and was recorded on location at Launch Fishers. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.